From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama spoke out publicly today to condemn the Libyan government's bloody crackdown on protesters. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the president is exploring what he called a full range of options to support the rights of the Libyan people.
President Obama says the whole world is watching the protest movement in Libya. He offered condolences to the families of those who've been killed or injured in the crackdown, adding the government of Muammar Gaddafi will be held accountable for its treatment of peaceful demonstrators.
The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, and it is unacceptable.
Mr. Obama says the U.S. is considering steps it can take on its own and with the international community in response to the government's actions. He also said his top priority is protecting U.S. citizens in Libya. The administration is recommending that Americans who are there leave. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The logjam over a purported budget balancing initiative by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is showing no signs of easing. Protests continued again outside the state capitol building today. Opponents of the plan, including many public employees who under the measure would lose their collective bargaining rights, continue to oppose the measure. However, Walker's continued to defend the legislation is not targeted at unions, but instead designed to help close a $3.6 billion budget gap.
If we're not able to pass the bill by the end of the week, for us, that ultimately means at-risk notices will have to go out, and if ultimately that would affect 1,500 individuals.
Tens of thousands of protesters have come to the state capitol since last week. That proposal has made the state a lightning rod for what has become a national fight over union rights. Space Shuttle Discovery is on the launch pad in Florida, waiting to blast off tomorrow on what will be its final mission. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports Discovery first started flying in 1984, but the space shuttle program is now coming to an end.
NASA wants to retire its fleet of three space shuttles this year, and Discovery will be the first one to stop flying. Mike Leinbach is shuttle launch director at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. He says Discovery's final launch will be bittersweet.
Well, she's been an amazing machine. She's done everything we've asked of her.
Discovery's last mission will take six astronauts up to the International Space Station and back. Once the shuttle returns, NASA will get it ready for display in a museum. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
President Obama today named a number of business and labor leaders to his new Competitiveness Council. Among those appointed by the president of the group, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka and Kenneth Chenault, head of American Express. Also named by Mr. Obama was the finance chair of his 2008 campaign, Penny Pritzker. The council is being given the job of coming up with ways to promote U.S. economic growth and business investment. Another major down day on Wall Street. Financial markets fell sharply for a second day on concerns about the Mideast violence and a rise in oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 107 points to close at 12,105. The Nasdaq lost 33 points. The S&P 500 fell 8 points. This is NPR. The White House says even as President Obama has ordered the Justice Department to stop defending the constitutionality of a law prohibiting same-sex marriage, Mr. Obama is dealing with his own personal views on the matter. White House spokesman Jay Carney says while the president has opposed the Defense of Marriage Act as unnecessary, the president's views have not changed. Obama in January said he had privately wrestled with whether gay couples should have the right to marry. Mr. Obama has said he does believe in allowing strong civil unions. Clashes broke out between riot police and young protesters today during another mass demonstration against austerity measures in Greece. Workers say the measures have deepened the recession. They walked off the job in a general strike that disrupted flights, public transportation, and public services. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
It didn't take long for the demonstration today to turn ugly. Young protesters in hoods and masks pelted riot police with rocks and charged them with sticks. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Tasos Angris is an anarchist, so he believes such violence sends a strong message against the government. He says small businesses are closing because of the bad economy.
The Greek society is a society based very much into small ownership. So this means that all the families and the small houses, small shops, they are under very big threat this period.
Unemployment hit a high of 14% last month. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The Boise, Idaho-based stroller maker is recalling 337,000 single and double strollers in the U.S. and another 20,000 in Canada due to problems with a drawstring that could become entangled around a child's neck. The strollers were sold by REI and online. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.